This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Optimize your nutrition this year with Factor, America's number one ready-to-eat meal service. Factor's fresh, never-frozen meals are dietitian-approved, ready to eat in just 2 minutes. Choose from 40 weekly options across 8 dietary preferences like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto. Eat smarter at factormeals.com/listen50 and use code LISTEN50 for 50% off plus free shipping on your first box. Factormeals.com/listen50. Code LISTEN50.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
And we take you down to Grand Isle and check in with the RealScreamers.com, Captain Darryl Carpenter. Darryl, as I remember fishing with you, you really don't bring sandwiches too much on the boat and eat on the boat on fishing trips. And I don't either, but on occasion I do. Do you have a favorite fishing sandwich?
No, Don. It's rare, but, you know, my taste varies so much. It depends when you get, you know, when you get one of those, just one of those desires. And sometimes, I guess the most notable is I love me every now and then a muffalata on that boat. A good cold muffalata.
Well, we got a guy named Frankie D who agrees with you. He just checked in with us and said when he fishes a couple days in a row, he makes some cold muffaladas. It's excellent, and it keeps well in the icebox. I can't argue with that.
It does.
Now, what's the fishing look like this weekend? What's in your forecast?
You know, Don, this weekend's kind of up in the grabs. I'm looking at the windsock outside the window right now, and, you know, we've got a full 15 plus out of the northeast. We have moved our trips for the day. We've moved them to the evening, hoping that this forecast is right, because the forecast by noon has this front backing up and this wind completely falling off. The good thing is, you know, the fish have remained hungry. They're getting to where they're a little bit more scattered now. You know, we've had some of those fish move down and do their initial spawn, so they're starting to kind of scatter around. Your bigger girls, your bigger fish are out near the coast. But, you know, the interior reefs and all are starting to fill up. So all this week with the little bit of wind we had, you had to hide. There's certainly no getting out front. I don't think we've had but maybe one or two beach days since March. Just the Gulf has just been angry. But part of the problem we're running into is, you know, it's been better later in the day, which is a little bit difficult because we're all trained to leave at daylight. But with these incoming tides, the water has been so dirty when you start off in the morning. I've looked, I've tried to figure out what's doing it. The only thing I can see is they've got Davis Pond for weeks now. Davis Pond has been running wide open. So, you know, we're knocked out of a lot of spots, that Manila Village area, the Hackberry Bays, those northern bays that are usually so good this time of the year. They look like nothing but river water and just unfishable. So you're having to, if I have my preference, I'm doing like I did today. I'm not leaving the daylight. I'm waiting a little bit later, letting that incoming tide bring in that cleaner water out of the Gulf. And it's going to be a whole lot less traffic on the water, a whole lot less people, but we're hoping to pull it off this afternoon. Some of the weather forecasts you're asking for the week, some of the weather forecasts I've seen have said we're going to get up to about 6 inches of rain. But if you watch the actual computer models, it looks like most of that rain is going to stay north of us. So if that happens, you know, just having to work around whatever wind we get off of those storms is should be a nice week, because, I mean, I'm telling you, even when you've got to just sit down and fish somewhere where where you're just hiding from the wind, we've still been able to put together good boxes of fish.
Mm-hmm. How is the new limit affecting the trout fishing down there? Are you releasing a lot more fish, a few more fish, not really that many that's noticeable?
Up to this point, Don, the fish have all been big. I've had a few of them over those 20s, that 20-inch mark. Haven't had to throw any of those back yet. But there's been a couple of days where it made it, you know, we had to fish a little bit harder, a little bit longer, because we were having to throw back so many 12-inchers. But it's been little consequence, other than the fact that the bite has been so good. I don't think I've fished past 9:30 a single day. Most of it's been 7:30, 8 o'clock. But what I've kind of started to do is, depending on where I'm at and what I'm doing, we hit that early limit. We're going to continue to fish. We're just going scouting. You know, I've talked to the clients and I've said, look, we're going to go look at some new areas, some areas I've been wanting to try out. Let's go, you know, we're not going to be able to keep the fish, but let's go find some new territory. And so far, the clients have appreciated it. We've been able to go around and do some scouting. We've done some days where we found new areas to fish, and we've done some days where we threw 1,000 more casts and there wasn't any fish there.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, the other alternative might be to go hunt for redfish, but, you know, I don't know how that's been down there lately.
Well, the lower Barataria Basin has had nothing to brag about when it comes to redfish. And, you know, all the reports I'm getting from all of my crews up in Lafitte and all is the redfish have been way on the north side of Lafitte. Lake Salvador in that area has just been full of reds. They're telling me it's been the same thing. It's like what we're running into down here with the trout. They're saying that the reds are stacked like cardwood up there. It's where if you sit down on the right spot in an hour and a half, you're done. You've got your 15, 20 fish in the boat, and you're done. So at that point, their option is to run all the way down here to Grand Isle to try to catch some trout. We haven't had a whole lot of reds. You can always hit the passes. The one thing we've seen the last couple of years is the bull reds are so thick they're everywhere. So, yeah, another option is you can always hit the passes and do some bull reds. But other than that, I find a very productive day of riding around and finding new fishing areas.
Yeah, to help the next day's customers, for sure. Darryl, if somebody wants to get you on my website, your website, realscreamers.com, and the telephone number is?
225-937-6288. And, Don, the good news is I'm sitting here looking out the kitchen window, and while we still got that good stiff wind blowing, I'm not seeing a whole lot of whitecaps. So maybe this thing is trying to die out a little bit early, and we'll be on the water by noon and hopefully finding some more of those fish.
That's the forecast. Hope it finds out for you. Thanks, Darryl. We'll talk to you next week.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.